Wait for it.
The bee or not the bee.
There it is. Ooh. It's that time.
Love it.
An hour late.
Yes, it is.
It was that time.
It is the bee or not the bee on Mountain Time. And this is a series of stories, if you've never heard us do this before, which are either from the Babylon Bee, which would make them satire and fake news, mm-hmm. or they are real headlines. But they're kind of tricky. So I read them. I let you kind of judge. I tell you whether they're real or they're the bee. First one, London unveils transgender prostitute monument.
Oh, that's a toughie. I think that sounds real.
I was going to say, it's London. I mean, other places, maybe not. But London, I'm going real. I'm going real.
You are correct. This no. is real. The new sculpture features 726 plaster castings of actual transgender and non-binary prostitutes.
It is time that they start to get some attention.
We needed a statue. Why a monument of transgender prostitute faces made to look like an Aztec... Why? Well, a monument of transgender prostitute faces made to look like an Aztec skull rack is the reason. The platform used the same spot used to house statues of Baptist preacher John Chilembwe and British missionary John Chorley.
Oh, not him.
Who shared the gospel with the people of Malawi. But now that has been taken away in favor of the transgender prostitute monument.
Okay.
Okay, so that one was real. Next one. Media assures Americans the real threat is the side that keeps getting shot at.
Oh, that's got to be the bee.
That's the bee.
That is the bee.
Quote, the people getting shot at and murdered, they are the real threats, explained CNN correspondent Dana Bash. Every time you see another attempt to kill a Republican, remember that Democrats are the party of peace and tolerance. The media also condemned Republicans for using such harsh rhetoric and causing people to try to murder them. Quote, we hereby call on the people getting shot at to stop being mean, Bash went on to say.
Yeah, that is true.
It's kind of a slice of life that is true, but is from the Babylon Bee. Next one. Kamala safe and in stable condition after attempted interview.
Turn that back off.
There you go. The story here, a lot of times the headline's the funny part and the story's not. This story's great.
Let's have it.
The incident took place late yesterday afternoon during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania when a rogue reporter reportedly approached the vice president and fired off several questions before being tackled to the ground and subdued by Secret Service agents. Harris was quickly evacuated from the area and taken to a secure location. Quote, thankfully, Vice President Harris is safe and in stable condition, a campaign spokesperson said. We all feared the worst when that crazed person emerged from the crowd and attempted to interview the sitting U.S. Vice President right there in broad daylight. Someone must be looking out for her, though, because she avoided suffering any damage in the incident.
Oh, man.
Unquote.
The bee.
It was the bee.
Well done, the bee.
Yeah, you guessed right. All right, cast of Hamilton adds updated song about 2024 election.
The bee.
I'm going to say it's real.
The bee.
You say it's the bee.
Yeah.
This is, in fact, a real story.
Oh, no, shush.
Yeah, in fact, I pulled a little clip of the song here just in case you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
America. In 2020, women cast 10 million more. You say the loss is destructive. I say it's reproductive. So let my message be instructive.
Right there.
Man, I think I might have changed my mind now.
Yeah, I want to go see the new Hamilton. That's not actually in the show, but it's the cast of Hamilton doing a 2024 election song.
I was going to say, nothing says Alexander Hamilton like commentary on the 2024 election.
Yeah, isn't that great? You know, some of the song is fun, but it's so partisan.
They're talented. Great
they're
writers.
Very talented.
Great singers. Bad politics.
I did find one piece of actual policy there. It is reproductive. That's what they focused on in that clip. Next one. Man accidentally stabs himself to death trying to separate two frozen burgers.
What? He stabs himself?
Man accidentally stabs himself to death trying to separate two frozen burgers.
I guess feel like stabbing yourself to death kind of feels like it's a more than one time event. And I could see how if you stabbed yourself because you were trying to get them apart.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like after the first time you'd stop trying to do that. I don't.
I like your analysis.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B.
Yeah, just because the last one wasn't.
Yeah, I think it's the B as well.
This is a real story.
No,
this is
no,
a real
sad.
Story. I kid you not. Yeah, Detective Chief Inspector Jonathan Reese said in court, because they found this guy dead, but they had to examine, like, how did this happen? He said in court, the bottom drawer of the freezer had been left open when they found the scene and pulled forward in a position to access the food items. On the work surface in the kitchen adjacent to the fridge freezer were two uncooked burgers, which had since thawed, so they didn't know, and a knife and a tea towel. The wound to the abdomen would have been approximately the height of the work surface.
Oh, man.
He says, my hypothesis at that stage was that Mr. Griffiths was attempting...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To separate the frozen burgers using a knife. Concerns had been raised about Mr. Griffith's welfare after he had not been seen for more than a week, and they went into the house and found him, and that's what they determined.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's something that we've all tried to do, is separate burgers, and you know, you could see that happening. You really could. Next story. Democrats concerned California wildfires may burn up their stock of pre-filled Kamala Harris ballots.
The B.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's the B?
I was hoping the last one was. I hope this one is.
If I said real, would you be like, yeah, okay, well, that's 2024.
I suppose. Is it the B?
It is the B.
All right, let's hear it.
According to Governor Gavin Newsom, the fires could present an existential threat to election security in California if they get too close to the stacks of already filled out Kamala Harris election ballots. Unfortunately, Newsom has been so preoccupied with the pressing concerns of making sure the election remains safe and secure that he has entirely neglected to make sure that native Californians are evacuated from the line of danger.
Mm.
He's just trying to make sure the election's safe, you guys. All right, I only got a couple left here. Study finds that polls are only accurate when your candidate is ahead.
Oh, that's for sure the B and accurate at the same time. I wrote this.
Yeah, I should have done this yesterday based on our poll about polls. The general public was thrilled to learn the study's results. Quote, I knew it, shouted citizen Adam McKinnon. I always figured those polls showing the person I don't like in the lead were totally rigged. Fortunately, a couple of weeks later, the polls showed my candidate took the lead, which meant the polls were completely correct and trustworthy.
Yep.
I just wish they
Ryan,
would
they
be...
Ryan, they wrote an article about you.
I went ahead and did this at my own expense. I just wish they would be legitimate and correct all the time by showing my candidate in front. All right, the last one. Annie, you know what I did? I did something a little weird here.
This is shocking.
I brought one back that I've done before. Now, when I read it, you may recognize it, but I'm still
going to... Is this from Not the Bee because it wasn't a real story or what?
Well, I'll just tell you. It's one I've read before.
Okay.
Democrats hold hotties for Harris party complete with Plan B abortion pills.
That happened.
This is a real story. You know the reason I left this in my little file there is because every time... It's been like 4 weeks since I read this because it was right at the DNC.
It's the DNC, yeah.
Every time I read this story, I almost can't believe that this happened. I'm just going to list the things again because we read it one time. If you didn't hear that, you wouldn't believe that this was real. But Democrats held a Hotties for Harris after party last evening. This is during the DNC, featuring pregnancy tests and UTI medication. Every sentence gets worse. There was an abortion access skee-ball game, abortion pills in gumball machines, also featured a prize wheel with blindfolds, lube, and condoms that said F Project 2025 on them as prizes. The Hotties for Harris
totally
wall.
Mentally stable.
Isn't this crazy?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're in a completely normal, healthy state of mind when you're celebrating things like this.
This is a party with, like, well-to-do, very popular people. You know, this is not like just some random thing. This is at the DNC.
I'm glad you brought this up. Are we following the Diddy stuff? I'm following
I don't know.
It.
A little bit, yes. It's almost like you can't avoid it.
A little bit, yes, or a lot?
A little bit, yeah. Personally, I'm just kind of following it.
No, I'm 100% interested. I think we're about to reshape what we understand entertainment to be.
I hope you're right.
Well, it's appalling.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that has been reported, and yesterday they put him on suicide watch, which a lot of people are reminding you that I think what it was Epstein on suicide watch for like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
They better not cover up this stuff. But I don't know why they wouldn't. They did for Epstein. But I mean, like, the depravity that exists in the world, we don't think it if we're not in it every day. But you don't understand this. The DNC celebrating freedom the way they choose to celebrate freedom in that context with that type of stuff. What did you say that had Project 2025 on it?
F Project 2025 on a prize wheel, abortion access, skee-ball games.
Not healthy. This is not a mentally healthy state of mind. Mm-mm. This is not an independent, I want to live my life the way I want to live my life apart from the government. That's not what this is. That right there is like a worship of a political party that you are expecting to save you from the great Satan that is Donald Trump. That's not healthy.
Abortion pills and gumball machines. There was so much in this thing.
It's disgusting. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's 2 o'clock already. How's it even possible?
Okay.
We need your Ask Us Anything questions in the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And we have 8,996 people subscribed right now. We need 4 to hear the male problem commercial by Brian Riggins. We'll be right back.